This is an Audio Holdings production.
Pride and Prejudice, read by Jane Lapaterre. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. "My dear Mr. Bennet," said his lady to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?" Mr. Bennet replied that he had not. "Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me that it is taken by Mr. Bingley, a young man of large fortune from the north of England. You must go and see him as soon as he comes into the neighbourhood." "It is more than I engage for, I assure you," replied Mr. Bennet. "But consider your 5 grown-up daughters. What an establishment it would be for one of them." "They have none of them much to recommend them. They're all silly and ignorant, like other girls. But Lizzie has something more of quickness than her sisters." "Mr. Bennet, how can you abuse your children in such a way? You take delight in vexing me. You have no compassion on my poor nerves." "You mistake me, my dear. I have a high respect for your nerves. They are my old friends. I have heard you mention them with consideration these 20 years at least." Mr. Bennet was so odd a mixture of quick parts, sarcastic humour, reserve, and caprice, that the experience of 23 years had been insufficient to make his wife understand his character. Her mind was less difficult to develop. She was a woman of mean understanding, little information, and uncertain temper. When she was discontented, she fancied herself nervous. The business of her life was to get her daughters married. Its solace was visiting and news. Mr. Bennet was among the earliest of those who waited on Mr. Bingley.